Chesapeake Bay on the east coast of the United States has many attractions. People go for the fishing, it's a great place to sail or go swimming, but it also has a major annoyance. Each year, swarms of jellyfish move into the bay. These sea nettles, as they're more properly known, aren't lethal, but they pack a nasty sting if you tangle with them. Right now, the only way to know whether jellyfish have invaded a particular part of the bay is to go look.
No jellyfish yet, but I think I found a clue.
Being a little skittish about jellyfish myself, I sent my 5-year-old son, Jacob, to check out the waters near the fishing pier in the community of North Beach.
There's some tentacle thing that was left in the water. It must be by a jellyfish.
Jacob's 8-year-old brother, Sam, had his own plan to avoid jellyfish encounters.
I just follow other swimmers and follow their trail so I don't get stung. If they don't get stung, I'm sure not to get stung.
Now, in truth, I wasn't too worried because North Beach has put a net around this beach to keep the jellyfish out, and the beach patrol assured me the water was safe. But soon it may be possible to get an accurate picture of where the jellies are just by surfing the internet.
What I'm doing now is just clicking on the website.
Great colors. I mean, you can see it go from dark blue of no jellyfish to bright red and orange when there are jellyfish. Oceanographer Christopher Brown and his colleagues have developed a computer model that looks at things like how warm the bay water is, how salty it is, and colors a map of the bay showing where jellyfish are most likely to be.
What I think we're tracking is in the life cycle of these nettles, they lay eggs, they form little polyps, little structures on the bottom, and then these polyps form into like stacked disks, a stack of pancakes, and these are called stromboli. And what happens is when the temperature and salinity are correct, these little disks will separate from the main structure and form these small little jellyfish, these sea nettles. And we're tracking that temperature and those salinities necessary for that separation to take place.
This is so cool. I mean, I just love the fact that no jellyfish at the, where it feeds into the bay, but you go upriver slightly, and then all of a sudden you get a bloom of what you at least are predict are jellyfish, and then you go past it and you're back to no jellyfish.
No jellyfish.
Because the water salinity, up
is,
the river is
too fresh for them, and down below it's a little too high. And so in that intermediate section where you get intermediate salinities and the appropriate temperatures, that's where you're very likely to find the presence of sea nettles.
Now, in your model, you can predict the presence of sea nettles, but can you do anything about them? I mean, okay, so I know I'm going to run into a sea nettle. You know, that's great, but that doesn't help me very much.
At this point, all I can do is avoid them. There aren't, at least to my knowledge, any ways in which you can kill them, and actually that may be detrimental to the bay. We don't really understand how the jellyfish participate in the bay ecosystem.
So you think people in the Chesapeake Bay area, they're going to be able to turn on the TV news or the weather report and not only get their picture of the weather satellites and what have you, but their picture of sea nettles for the week?
Right now, it is an experimental product. It hasn't been fully validated. It's on the web, though, just for trial. And people have written in. Actually, there was one kind of neat sailboat owner wrote this, saying that he used to put in his sailboat at one location where there were always nettles. He looked at the map and actually took out his boat at a location where there weren't nettles. And true to what the map said, there weren't any nettles in the water, so he could go swimming to his delight.
So you've got a happy user.
At least one.
Oceanographer Christopher Brown is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Camp Springs, Maryland. A description of his new computer model appears in the current issue of the journal EOS. Now, you may have gotten the impression that jellyfish are just a nuisance, but they can also be a delicacy, at least for some people. If you go to a well-stocked Asian market, you should have no trouble finding salted jellyfish ready to eat, or at least ready to add to recipes. Chef Mario Batali owns 3 Italian restaurants in New York, including Babbo in Greenwich Village, and he regularly prepares a dish called jellyfish salad. Chef Batali joins me from NPR's New York Bureau. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So, it's probably one of those questions like who's buried in Grant's tomb, but what's in a jellyfish salad?
Well, in ours, we like, the reason that I like the jellyfish itself is it has this almost crunchy al dente texture, very much like Asian noodles, that when you crunch through it the first time you put your teeth to it, it doesn't immediately give, and there's kind of almost a slippery moment, and then it's firm. So it works really well with something fresh, like a beautiful tomato. So because it's slightly salted, it works really well for that as well. So what we put in our jellyfish salad are two or three different kinds of tomatoes in full-on season, some relatively crunchy, fresh, bitter, and spicy arugula, and then extra virgin olive oil and a little bit of sherry vinegar. Let's face it, some people could not avoid ordering a jellyfish salad, and some people would have a tremendous aversion to a jellyfish salad.
Oh, it sounds good. But as you were talking and you said there was a crunchy quality to the jellyfish, I'm suddenly thinking back to the jellyfish I was just looking at in the bay, and I didn't see any crunchy parts. How does that... I mean, they look pretty, you know, gummy rather than
crunchy. Yeah, it looks kind of gelatinous and gummy. Well, what they do is they'll take it and they'll salt the whole thing. They'll take it out. They'll remove kind of the cranial stuff. Not that there's a lot
the
of that matter in a jellyfish. Exactly. And then it gets hard as a rock. I mean, hard like salt cod, like bacala. Then what they'll do, and at the store you can buy it like that so that you could, you know, like a stick. Or you put it in water and allow it to soak. And then it kind of just curls up a little bit. And at that point, then you slice it thin. And it has very much almost a rubber bandy, crunchy chewiness to it that's really unique to it.
So you're not actually, you know, buying fresh jellyfish and salting them yourself.
No, we get them at Chinatown, and there are two or three different varieties in a couple of these funky stores in the back, and I chose the biggest one, for lack of a better term.
And have you thought about, I mean, is there any other thing? You said it goes well with tomatoes. I'm wondering about a red sauce for pasta or something like that,
absolutely.
Or wouldn't they stand up?
Some of its nuance would be lost in a red sauce, but just a little bit of red sauce and spaghetti with this would be absolutely perfect. These would be actually outstanding, you know, just like using them like you would use clams.
I'm thinking here pizza pomodoro with a little jellyfish, too.
We're thinking on the same place.
Really?
I love that sound.
Now, you said some people see it and are immediately revolted.
Of course.
And some people see it and are kind of attracted. But, I mean, on a good night, how many can you sell? How many servings of jellyfish salad?
If we did a busy, say, it wouldn't be an item that sells on a Friday or a Saturday where people tend to be less adventuresome. But, say, on a Tuesday in a hot weather, we could sell 10 or 12 of these on an evening where we did 250 covers. It's not a huge seller, but it's kind of an item that lets people know that you're thinking outside the box, and that makes people happy when they come to the restaurant. And even if they weren't ordering it, they might get a little smirk and say, "Oh, well, the jellyfish tonight, how is it?"
I see. And yes, and chef, is your jellyfish fresh tonight?
Yes, exactly.
And then they say, "No, it's not fresh, but it's not supposed to be."
Right. It's been dried and sitting in a box somewhere in Japan for 3 years, and now it's fresh.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Chef Mario Batali hosts the show Molto Mario on the Food Network and is the author of The Babbo Cookbook. You can find Chef Batali's recipe for jellyfish salad, along with the Chesapeake Bay Jellyfish website, at our website, npr.org.